Yo, this is CTP, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrug Podcast, the number one strength and conditioning podcast for CrossFitters.
If you want to check out the video version, which you should, go to fitter.tv and watch that, because it's way cooler than just listening.
And how do you spell fitter.tv there, Mr. Bledsoe?
F-I-T-R.tv.
He's a good speller. All right, while you're there, definitely go and sign up for the newsletter. As part of signing up for the newsletter, you'll get a video that Mike made where he shows you the top seven snatch mistakes that you're probably making that are keeping you from hitting that next PR and lifting some big weight.
Yeah, look at the seminars, tune into the show, and get ready to become a more awesomer version of
you. We give you the tools you need to succeed.
You become a tool.
I'm nervous with an audience. We usually do this in a room with nobody.
Mm-hmm. Don't be nervous.
I got these three audience members.
But you train with these guys and girls right here.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. Guys and gal.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
They're used to him making a fool of himself.
That's true. Oh,
so, yeah.
So it's totally cool.
All right, Mike Bledsoe here with Barbell Shrug. Doug Larson and I here on the show. We are at University Nationals at East Tennessee State University. And we brought our team. Faction weightlifting club came and competed. Yeah. Everyone put up good numbers. Nobody bombed out. Yay.
That's always a good sign.
We also have our second time guest, Alex Macklin.
Hey, everybody.
He's back.
Back from the very first episode ever.
That's right.
Number one.
Yep. That's right. And we have Kendrick Ferris, two-time Olympian. He's going to be competing this weekend, Pan Am qualifier. And we're going to get into a little bit about his weightlifting career and how he trains so you can learn how to be big and strong like him. First, make sure to go to the website, barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter, go to our Facebook page, click the like button, and follow us on Twitter at barbellshrug. All right, guys. Hey, Kendrick.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Doc?
So, you're a two-time Olympian.
Yeah, I just happen to be.
Just happen to be?
Yeah.
How long you been weightlifting?
So I've been doing it, 15 years plus now.
Oh,
my goodness. All right, can you hear me? Yeah, so I've been doing it for 15 years, man. We started after the 1996 Olympic Games. USA Weightlifting started 12 satellite programs around the United States. And Shreveport, that's my hometown, Shreveport, Louisiana, they put in a bid for it, and they got one, and, you know, the rest is history. So, yep.
And you recently moved up from 85 kilos to 94 kilos?
Yes, sir.
So what prompted that decision?
And it was time. You know, you really have to listen to your body. Like, if you start to get to the point, and like, in your training and in, like, your competition career, and it's a struggle for you to, you know, keep the weight down and, like, constantly just make that weight. And, I mean, you just got to let your body weight just flow naturally, I believe. So I knew it was time to go ahead and move up. I wish I would have moved up after the 08 games, but we can talk about that in a little bit. But I'm happy to be getting a good weight on now and training.
Was it always a struggle for you to make weight?
I mean, no. I was making weight pretty smooth, man, until probably around, like, 2010. Mm-hmm. So that was 2 years after the games. My coach, he wanted me to go up after 2008, but I was like, no, I feel good. You know, I think I can maintain. And then I'm doing the same dieting, same, you know, routine, and then my weight was just bubbling. I'm like, my goodness, what do I need to do?
I feel like that's just a result of getting older and just
– I think so.
Yeah,
just feeling
nothing
out.
Else really changed?
Just naturally feeling out. But like I said, I was able to keep it down, you know, through 2012, and I'm just excited now just to show up and just lift now. I don't have to worry about my weight. Just show up and come compete.
Okay. And how old are you?
26.
Oh, shit, you're not old at all. I thought you were going to say you're like 34 and your metabolism was slowing down. You're getting old.
That's what I'm saying. 26. Dude, I feel like it. Like, I'm like, dude, think about it. I've been doing 15 years, same gym, still training the same gym, same coach. My whole life is like one workout. I went to the gym, I was 11, and it's like today I'm 26. It's crazy.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, it sounded like you had a pretty long career. I was not expecting you to say 26.
26,
you started early.
Started early, man. Started early, yeah.
Like, weightlifting just now is kind of getting more popular, and you found it, you know, 15 years ago. How did you even stumble into that?
So it was the same way. Is it tight? This is just what we talked about, man. My uncle, man, he read about the article in the newspaper about the Weightlifting Development Center that they were starting in Shreveport. And, you know, just that Olympic buzz, it was after the 96 games, and I was playing other sports at the time, but my uncle thought it'd be a good idea for us to learn how to do the movements. I mean, I called him, but he was like, yeah, you know, that'd be good. You guys learn how to do some weightlifting supervised. So we went in a couple times a week, learning how to do the movements, and just fell in love with it.
So you had a good coach from day one then?
Oh, yeah, same coach, Dr. Kyle Pierce, man. Dude, he's the guru, man. He's like the Phil Jackson of weightlifting, man. He knows his stuff, like – science is all behind it, and just doing it the old-fashioned way. So,
and you've been with him since you were a little kid.
That's the guy that taught me how to lift.
Man, that's
same coach.
That's lucky,
dude. It's a blessing, man, dude. Just you find the right person, and you guys really flow and groove together. So, yeah, I had no need to move around or want to go anywhere else. I had no desire to, man, because I feel like everything we were doing is working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What is you're talking about moving up? When we were talking about weight class, you're talking about you're doing the same diet. Mm-hmm. What is your dietary habits?
Dude, my diet is crazy. So it's not like I was like really strict on it, but at the same time, it's certain things that I wouldn't eat. Like I say, I don't eat junk, but it may sound like junk to somebody else, not junk to me. Love pancakes. I love gummy bears. I love candy. That's things. Those are like my guilty pleasures, right? Oh, yeah. But at the same time, I try to make sure I'm eating, you know, 5-6 times a day. Those meals are like 400-500 calories. I don't eat a lot of. I don't do the fried foods. I just don't do. What I feel is nasty, like just greasy foods. I don't do it. I just try to, a lot of salads, man. A lot of grilled fish or grilled chicken. Not a steak guy, but I love pork chops. You bake pork chops. I'm just a country boy, man. I can put it down. Cornbread, greens, whatever.
There you go. Was that hard avoiding fried foods growing up in Louisiana?
Oh yeah, because I mean that's what I was raised on, man. We ate a lot of fried foods, whether it be fish, chicken. Your turkeys, deep fried turkeys, all that stuff. You know, I can have that maybe once a year if I want to just kind of indulge one day. But nah, man, it's crazy though. Just to kind of get away from that, and you start competing, you're like, all right, I know I can't have this because it's just not gonna benefit you in any way. So,
right.
Still working on it, man.
Do you take any supplements or anything?
Oh yeah, I know I'm gonna sound real tacky right now. So look, I'm a shout out Progenex, man. And it's really Progenex. I like to call it Progenex. So look, Progenex, man. I love their product. So I used to do like the GNC, like Muscle Milk and all that stuff, like in high school. Mm-hmm. And then I met Aaron Thomas. He's one of the owners of Progenex, man. And dude came up to me, wanted me to try the stuff. I'm like, all right, you going to one of these dudes. Taste, I'm like, yeah, it tastes pretty good.
Right.
I was like, but nah, man, I would have to just try it in training. I just left it alone. Dude contacted me, got to get it in training, man, and tried it for like 12, 13 weeks. And I was like, yeah, it was legit. So I was like, that's all I take. Whatever Progenex makes, Progenex, whatever they make, that's the only stuff I take, man.
Like the recovery?
Dude, supplement. I do the recovery, yeah. More muscle, the krill oil, and I just got the force and the cocoon. Dude, the cocoon is crazy. You got
to
try.
I'm actually not familiar with the cocoon. What is that?
It's crazy. It's the night. Listen to me. It's their nighttime recovery, right?
Okay.
You take it right before you go to bed. It's, you know, it's supposed to slow down the digestive system, help the muscles repair while you're sleeping. That's really the main time for your body to recover is when you sleep, right? So this is going to aid in that, man. It's really incredible. I don't know all of the ingredients in it. I know it's legit. it's on point. I let my boy Mike try something the other day. This dude, oh man, he wants my bag. I'm like, nah, you can't get the bag. I get you some, but it's legit though.
You know what's in it?
I have no idea. I saw like one advertisement for it and it looked interesting, but I've yet to even see an ingredient list.
I've never heard of it.
I wish I'd have brought it up. I took it out of my bag right before I came here, dude. I would have pulled a bag of you guys to check out the back of the deal. It's crazy.
It's like a protein mix with
it
some
is
other
a protein.
Stuff?
No, it's a, yeah, it's a yeah, protein mixed with some other things, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have like a ZMA or some other stuff that helps you sleep.
Please don't ask me all that. I don't, I'm gonna be real with. I don't know, dude. I don't know all that stuff, man. I'm like, I'm so sold on the whole brand. It's like they come out with anything. I'll take it.
I got you.
I'm telling you, I'll take it.
All right.
A lot of brand loyalty there. I like that.
Serious.
Everyone go to Progenex and check out Cocoon, right?
Yeah, I think it comes out April 8th. That's when it's going to drop.
Hadn't even dropped yet.
So look,
you
got the people fired up about it, man.
That's all right. Comes out Monday, huh?
Yeah, Monday. We're on Instagram. Okay. As the prophet, what is it, Trinidad James? As he would say, we're on Instagram, straight flexing, man. Dude, we got the pictures of it just posting every day. It's crazy.
All right. I feel a hell of a lot better about not knowing what it is now.
Now you're not even intrigued.
Yeah,
yet.
No kidding.
You're intrigued, man.
I am intrigued now. I have to go get some. All right, so give us a little more about your background, kind of, you know, high school, if you lifted in college or if you just skipped college, or just kind of give us your progression. Winning competitions, what are your – obviously you went to the Olympics. You know, what are kind of your most notable things leading up to that?
I would say my first international competition, it was in Canada. I was 14. I was fired up about that. Like, you know, It was the Louis Cyr competition, just a junior meet. And I think I got second place at the competition, but I was just fired up to be able to leave the country and compete. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, once I did that, I was like, man, I'm going to make the Olympic team. I'm making it in 2004. But I graduated from high school in 2004, and I didn't even qualify for the Olympic trials to go and try out for the Olympic team. So I was like, dang, I got some work to do.
Okay. Do you remember what your lifts were back then when you were 14, what your weight class was and what you were hitting?
Mm-hmm. When I was 14, I was a 69-kilo lifter. I think I had 80 kilo snatch and a 100 kilo clean and jerk. So
wow,
yeah.
Okay, so a little over body weight and close to body weight and a half, mm-hmm, as a 14 year old kid. Mm-hmm. That's pretty solid.
That's pretty solid.
That's mm-hmm pretty solid. Me hitting that right now, I'm like, I did it. Good day.
That's some good numbers, man.
What's your take on CrossFit and weightlifting, and that kind of like that crossover that's happening?
Dude, I love the CrossFit community, man. I really love what the sport is all about. I love what the community is about. And it's bringing a light, you know, to back to weightlifting. You know, just the whole sport. I know a lot of people, man, they rag on CrossFit. I don't get it. Doesn't make much sense to me. I'm like, man, it's weird. I don't know. I love it, man. It's like, what's the point of ragging on it if it's presenting you with an opportunity, whether it be to go help people or whether it's bringing more people into the sport. So I don't know. I don't get it. I'm all for CrossFit, man.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has increased the number of people who even know what weightlifting is,
yeah,
and can appreciate, mm-hmm, you know, the skill involved in it. So mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, I didn't know what weightlifting was until I started doing CrossFit. So mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. people stop asking me like, how much can I bench press, and now they're like, yeah,
how much
I know
you
what
squat?
Clean it is. They're like, how much you squat or? They're like, well, how much can you clean a jerk? I saw the CrossFit games, and so it's cool, man.
So what are your best, I guess, clean and jerk and snatch as of now?
The best snatch I've done, I did a 162 kilo snatch in training. I did a 211 clean and jerk in training.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's the world record for clean and jerk?
218.
Was that 85?
285. Yeah,
85.
Wow. That's 85. Yeah, those are my best lifts in training. In competition, 203 in the clean and jerk and 160.
Doug, the spreadsheet Larson, can you put that into pounds for the viewers?
What, the 211? The 211?
You know it in pounds.
Yeah, 465 and the 162 snatch. That's, 356 pounds.
Wow.
At a body weight of 187.
At a body weight of 187.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have any words for John North? He didn't come this weekend.
I thought he was coming. Where the boy at, man?
He's I talked to him.
I'm a Christian, man. I don't want to curse on your podcast. John, I was looking for him. I was like, dude, come on, man. He could have gotten a car. He could have drove his tail down here, man. That's what I'm gonna say. We're supposed to have a pancake challenge, eat off or whatever, and then I know he's gonna lift in the Pan Am deal.
So he's on the start list. He was supposed to lift.
He need to be here. I was looking forward to seeing him lift.
I think I saw him on – he posted on Facebook that mm-hmm he just opened his new gym today, mm-hmm, or something, or this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes, I had pictures up.
Yeah, so maybe he's busy with that.
Still, he should have brought his tail down here, smashed the weights here, right? What, he slam bars and kill PRs here?
That's right.
And then he could open up the gym Monday because you got the buzz from the weekend, and then you open up the gym Monday.
Priorities.
That boy playing, man.
And you guys could have had a pancake eating contest.
And we're going to have a pancake eating contest. I'm like, come on, man.
That'd been epic CTP
pancakes for PRs.
Material.
Yeah.
Pancakes for PRs. Charity event.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a new t-shirt.
You heard it here first.
Those are coming, though. The pancake for PR t-shirt.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, real life, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think Kendrick, you coined that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We coined it, and then I saw that. Is that really going to be an event during the CrossFit Games?
What's that?
The pancakes.
Eating pancakes?
Did you not see that?
Was
Dave Castro playing?
No. I thought you were just joking. What happened?
Was he? Okay, so listen. Dave Castro, I saw he made the announcement. I'm serious. It was like pancakes. He was like, you're going to eat, I think it was like chocolate pancakes or something. I was like, dude, can't be serious, man. I was like, dude, I probably can't do a handstand push-up for reps, but I can smash some pancakes. I'm like, let me in, man.
Have you ever done any CrossFit workouts?
Never. Never. I got one coming this summer. My plan is to go to the CrossFit Games this summer, and I'm going to do my first workout there. I'm going to do something that's weightlifter friendly.
You should do Isabel. 30 snatches for time.
Yeah, 30 snatches, 30 snatches for time. What is it, 60 kilos?
Yeah.
Or 130 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to kill it. What's the record? Seriously, what's the record?
Probably though? Under a minute.
It's around a minute.
Yeah.
I can do a minute.
A minute 14?
A minute four.
I don't know if I can do a minute four. I can keep it under a minute and 15 seconds for sure. I just know this.
Cardio's pretty good.
I don't need it to be doing snatches. No, I'm serious, man. Not to sound like that guy, but listen to me. 60 kilo snatch, 30 reps, right?
Yeah.
I can handle that.
All right, you got to.
They're not me, dude. Have you looked at them and then looked at me?
You got a video of this.
I'm being serious.
I want video evidence.
I'm so serious. Listen, this summer, I'm planning on being at the CrossFit Games, and I'm planning on doing my first CrossFit workout. It has to be weightlifter friendly, like I said, so I'm going to do Isabel, right?
Okay.
30 snatches. And my plan, I'm not going to lay out after I do them.
You're going to walk away.
I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to high-five the people.
Do something different at the games. You come to Memphis and do Isabel with us.
When are y'all doing it? When are you trying to do it?
We'll do it whenever.
Whenever.
See, look, you want to say whenever. Let me get another.
When do you
we'll
want
do
to
do it? The barbell shrug, the weightlifting championships, where we do the barbell shrug total.
Yeah, we're having a weightlifting
and back squat.
We're having a weightlifting meet at the end of October. We'll do that.
That's easy, dude.
Weightlifting meet, and then we'll do Isabel afterwards.
I'll be ready for sure. Cause look, this is my first training cycle I've got under my belt, right? So, I took some time off after the Olympics, the games in London, and just started back up in January. First training cycle under my belt, so. I get some more training done, some more weeks under my belt. Dude, I'll be good to do whatever, honestly.
What you guys do workshops for, and do you guys do that primarily with CrossFit gyms?
Yeah, you know the weightlifters, they know everything. So they don't invite us in. They know everything.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
they know everything.
Of course.
Yeah. They don't need any help. So they know everything. So, dude, the CrossFit community is really embracing what we're doing. So, you know, we go in and do breaking down the Olympic movement, snatch, clean, and jerk. We do three different jerk styles. Do the question and answer, of course. And then, you know, we do a demonstration as well. People like to, you know, they want to see you kind of move some weight. So we'll do that. But, dude, really just to break down a lot of this, what I call bull jive. I see a lot of bull jive out there. It's
bull
crazy.
Jive.
Yeah, seriously. I just want people to be successful. I want people, and also I don't want people to get hurt. So, I don't know. I just see a lot of different things out there. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but there's more than one way to skin a cat, so I can't say I know everything.
There you go. What are the three types of jerks you're talking about?
So what we'll do is a kick jerk, which is my version of a split jerk, right? And then we'll do, you know, power jerk, or some people call it a push jerk, and then we do a squat jerk. So, you know, I do all three of those, kick jerk, squat jerk, and power jerk.
You don't kick jerk in competition anymore, do you?
Nah, I done chilled out with that, man. Like, I could do it. It's like, it's just too much to think about. It's easier for me just to go into the competition and lift, and I'm like, all right, just power jerk it.
Yeah, if you want to see an interesting-looking jerk, just search for a video of Kendrick Ferris doing clean and jerks from, what, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I remember the first time I saw you, it was at the American Open. Mm-hmm. I think it was 07 or 08 at the American Open.
Yeah.
And I had never seen that style of jerk before. And I always just thought it was your thing. You got a name for it. Did you invent that, or is that a style?
Man, we came up with it, man. It's a kick jerk. And the reason for being, like, is just like if you see a bike guy has a kickstand. It looks a little awkward, but it ain't going nowhere. So it's the same thing. You look at my jerk, you're like, oh, no, he's good.
It looks scary as shit.
Yeah. He's like, oh, it does. Like that boy kind of leaning.
I thought he was going to die.
I didn't know it was intentional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you also did the squat jerk for a while, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We still
do that.
So you're still doing the squat jerk.
Still working and perfecting it. Why did I choose a squat jerk? So, you really have to find what works for you, right? So, I use this example all the time, this analogy. If you think about baseball, you see the pitcher. These guys, they learn the fundamentals, and then they just make the movement their own. So, if you see a guy throwing the ball sidearm, is he throwing it incorrectly? No. He just learn the fundamentals, and he make the movement his own. You have to do what works best for you. And like I said, I've done all the different styles, traditional split jerk, power jerk, squat jerk. So, I'm just finding what works for me and just trying to perfect it.
What do you guys do that's different than maybe some other workshops? So there's a ton of weightlifters doing seminars for CrossFit gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we actually interview a lot of those guys. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Justin Thacker, Zach Critch, John North. Mm-hmm. What's different about how you guys approach things?
I feel like my approach to it, like I said, it's a blessed gym tour. So we get to talk about the mindset a lot. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, they overlook that. And the lifts, I mean, the lifts is no way around what we're doing. Everybody's going to be covering the lifts if it's a workshop, seminar, right? But what I'm doing, I feel like my approach is different. Only because, like, we're tackling more than just, okay, what does the snatch look like? What is this position? Of course, we're handling the positions. But at the same time, your mindset is very important, like, into going into doing these movements, going into training just a day in and day out, how you're overcoming obstacles. I've been there. So I think what I can do, I can relate to the people very well in that sense. So I just feel like that's the different approach I'm bringing, man. We're just spreading love, man. Yeah. That's what it's about.
So do you teach people, I guess, like cues when they go to lift or mental cues or how they want to perform the lift when they get on the platform or anything like that? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, I give them the cues that, you know, that I tell myself.
Right.
But I'm telling you, man, we dig a lot. So we just try to get to know the person in that short amount of time that we have. But at the same time, we just try to find what triggers in their mind and what helps them work. Dude, we iron that position out. That's really the most important thing. The positions are key. And then we just deal with the mindset, right? Everybody that comes in, they know how to do the lifts. So we got to see what we got to work on upstairs first, and then everything else will follow.
So, Kyle Pierce's program is known to be more strength-oriented versus a lot of other weightlifting programs. Mm-hmm. Is that reflective in the seminars you guys do, the workshops?
Well, the workshops are really quick, man. They really just tackle the lifts. People ask questions about that, but we're starting to do the training camps now. Like, I have a training camp that's coming up. It's going to be April 16 to 17. It's going to be out in Los Angeles. I'm saying Los Angeles. I'm a country boy. So it's out in Los Angeles at I think it's a Paradosa CrossFit. I think that may be like the Santa Monica area. But that's going to be the training camp where we focus more on the strength stuff, you know what I mean, and some technique things as well. But the workshops, you're really just breaking down the movements. And like I said, people have questions about, you know, strength questions about how can I strengthen this, or how can we do this? And then we answer those questions. But
so the workshops are mostly technique, and now the training camps add in the programming?
They add in the programming and in some technique stuff. Because the strength and technique, man, they go hand in hand. You cannot sacrifice one for the other. But with the workshops, man, we're really just trying to, like I said, break down some of the myths about the lifts, right, and a lot of the gimmicks or whatever that's out there, and just help people with the positions and just, you know, and the positions and mindsets in the workshops. But, man, the training camps, we're going to turn it up a little bit. Like, you'll be doing squats, we'll be doing deadlifts, we'll do some of the Olympic movements, but we're going to do more, like, strength-based things in the training camps.
How long are these training camps go?
Dude, the training camps are 2 days, man. So we'll do 2 days, and they're going to be for 2 days. So, like, the one in L.A., we got, I think, the first time is starting at, like, 12:30 to 2:30, and then we have another one that'll go from we pick it right back up. It'll go from I think 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So it'll be 2 hours, 2 days.
Wow.
I know a lot of weightlifters don't prefer to deadlift, and you just said the word deadlift. So you're a big fan of deadlifting.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
You're talking about like a clean deadlift?
Clean grip deadlift or a snatch grip deadlift?
Is that a powerlifting style deadlift, or are you?
Nah.
Okay.
Weightlifting. Just clearing, like hands over. Yeah. I don't do the what is it?
Reverse grip?
I'm also talking about bar path.
High hips or?
Yeah, do you do like the high powerlifting hips, or do you do, you try to mimic the snatch and the clean, right?
And that's what it's about. So you have a lot of lifters that I feel like they run from the deadlifts because they're heavy, right? Mm-hmm. But man, it's about building it over time. So look, when we're doing the deadlifts, it's to mimic the movement so it transfers over. I don't do the deadlift like a deadlift. I don't think the move slow. I think the move like I'm about to do a lift.
Right.
So if you see my lifts, like people are like, man, he moving so fast and so violent. I'm like, dude, think about it. I'm deadlifting 230 kilos for reps, right? And and we're doing it for position work at the same time. How do you think 200 kilos is going to feel? How do you think 180 kilos is going to feel when I pull it off the ground? Like nothing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, one of the main things, like, when I do a lift, if it feels light coming off the ground, my confidence that I'm going to make the lift is so much higher than if it, you know, is a grind coming off the ground, you know? So, I mean, doing a heavy deadlift, you know, lifting several kilos below that, it's not going to feel like anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you go off a percentage of your deadlift max, or are you going off percentage of your clean? Or do you work with percentages at all and just go by strength by feel every day?
No. We work off percentages, but at the same time, it's a percentage feel. That's the way our training is set up. And I know it sounds kind of funny because people like
perceived effort.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. So like you have a target number. So they say if you aim at nothing, that's usually what you'll hit, right?
Right.
So we have the target percentage, and then you base it how you feel. So you feel really good, knock out that percentage. If it feels okay, we're gonna make sure we'll take it down a little bit and make sure you get the reps in.
How many times a day do you train? Do you do twice
once
a day? Once
nah,
a day.
Just one time. One time a day, 5 days a week.
And you said there's a lot of bull jive out there, and a lot of myths. What are the most common ones you see?
Look, he wanted to touch on it so he can look it up, but this is what it is. This is what I feel. I just see a lot of stuff, and like I said, it's more than one way to skin a cat, so I don't have all the answers. I've only been doing this 15 years plus. There are coaches that have been doing this a lot longer than I have, way before I was born. So I don't know. Like I said, I just see some stuff out there.
And I'm just like, I don't know what that's supposed to help
what's
with.
What's an example of something you see?
I'm not giving
you don't want to call anyone out?
I ain't calling nobody out, dude. Because listen, man, I'm telling you, I'm all about love. I'm all about embracing people. As long as you're doing something positive, I don't want nobody to get hurt. I just, like I said, I just see some crazy stuff, and I'm just like, man.
How am I supposed to get some controversy on this show?
I know.
Come on, man.
John would have to come. Like, if John North would have been
John
there.
John would have no problem. John
would definitely. He would definitely
I don't speak
start.
On it too much now. If he says something about it, then I co-sign. I kind of co-sign on things. Like, you throw some stuff out, I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, I saw that. And
what do you think about the Archangel?
What is it?
Tom Brady on a white horse.
I don't like anybody with the first name Tom and last name Brady. Dude, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, man.
Little known fact, I was going over your bio earlier, mm-hmm. and you also do some stand-up comedy.
I do some. I'm really not that funny, though. That's the thing. I'm so
That's
serious.
A problem.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think people just come to laugh at me. They don't really laugh with me. So I think that's how that whole thing got started. But it's really more on the hosting side. So I'm just trying to perfect that. And I hosted a step show. Are you familiar with the step shows? Like the Greek?
I am.
Like the,
yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
No, what is that?
Have you ever seen Stomp the Yard?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'm going to bring you to some urban living real quick. So what you have like these Greek organizations, whether it's a fraternity or a sorority, and what they have these, you can just say these routines that they put together, like steps. They do all these different things, and it's pretty crazy. So I hosted one of those not too long ago, and I was just saying that to say this. He asked me about the comedian, about doing the stand-up comedy thing. I've done some of that, but hosting is really where my passion is at. I love hosting the comedy shows. I have a friend. You guys should look him up. His name is Robert Powell. He's on the Shaq Comedy Tour, but he's given me the privilege to open up for him and to, you know, host some of his comedy shows. So it's easy. I get up there, make sure the crowd is engaged, make sure people are alive, slide a couple of jokes in, co-sign on some of the jokes that the comedians just did. And it's easy, man. So I think I get a lot of love with it. Yeah.
That's probably fun as hell, being in front of a bunch of people and they're all laughing at what you're saying.
It's easy, man.
Yeah.
It's easy, bro. So. Favorite comedian? Dude, I love Bernie Mac, God rest his soul. Eddie Murphy.
Oh, man. Eddie Murphy's top dog.
Dude, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld. Dude, that's my favorite show, Seinfeld. Martin Lawrence. Man, and right now, it's honestly, man, not just because he's my friend, Robert Powell. Robert Powell, man, dude is hilarious. Look up Robert Powell III. I'm telling you.
Is he out of Shreveport?
No, he's from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
This dude, I'm telling you, he is so funny, dude. It's ridiculous. Like his timing is just like no other. Like you'll see, he doesn't, man.
You find him on YouTube?
Look him up. He may have something on YouTube, but like I said, it's tonight. I think they're just recording. Like they're on the Shaq Comedy Tour. Kevin Hart was on this tour a couple of years ago, and like I said, Robert, he's got the opportunity to be on it. And man, they're recording for the DVD tonight. They'll be showing on TV, I think, in a couple weeks. But Robert Powell, man, look him up.
Check it out. We're all pretty big fans of stand-up comedy.
I love it.
We go out of our way to watch it.
Greg Giraldo, man, that guy was always my favorite.
Yeah. We went and saw Joe Rogan last week.
It was at Rogan Live in Nashville.
Who did you see?
Like a week ago, Joe Rogan.
Oh, man, I know that was crazy. I didn't know he did the comedy, though.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
He is funny.
Is he raunchy?
He's very raunchy.
I know he is. Look, because just watching him host the X Factor and stuff like that. Not the X Factor. What is it?
Fear Factor.
X Factor. But, yeah, Fear Factor, man. So, yeah, he seems like a funny guy.
All right, so here we get off comedy and back to weightlifting for a second. So,
yes, sir.
So,
all your fault.
Coming up, So coming up, I'm sure you've hit many plateaus over the years. Mm-hmm. What are the types of things that you've done to kind of break through some of those plateaus? You're not gaining strength. You haven't PR'd in a while. What do you do? What do you change?
Man, you really just have to go back to the basics. You have to see. I mean, if most people keep a training log, and if you're not keeping a training log, I suggest that you do, because you can go back and just kind of see what numbers you were doing around a certain time in some of your assistance exercises, mm-hmm. or the strength exercises, and line it up. Because you got to understand what season you're in. And when I'm talking about what season you're in, like weightlifting, man, there are ups and downs. So mm-hmm. sometimes you got to know when to reel it back. You can't just be trying to go balls to the wall every workout, even though we want to give a max effort, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to just load up the weight and just try to force it, man. You got to move with the momentum. So in order to get over those plateaus, man, bring it back to the basics, figure out what was working at a certain period of time, and then figure out where you are, mm-hmm. and I think that'll help. Okay, I'm still learning, man.
Okay, so say you have a competition coming up in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how does your training look leading up to that competition? What do those waves look like? Or should we start further out?
Nah, I mean, 3 months, that's about a perfect training cycle. A full training cycle for myself is like 12 to 13 weeks. And, I mean, we'll start with our endurance phase, which, you know, it's high reps for us. Like, you know, we're doing like 10 reps And then it comes down to our strength and power phase. We're down at fives, and we'll come down to threes, and then our taper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right into the peaking phase. And I write this has been a taper week for me. Started Monday, coming on through. So
okay,
just kind of been hanging out.
So I didn't expect you to say 10 reps. What do you mean when you say 10 reps? You doing tens on
tens
on the
squats.
Big lifts?
No, I don't even, we won't
no,
do
no,
any
no,
lifts. Yeah, I don't do any lifts at all.
Just squatting.
Just the strength stuff. Squats, deadlifts.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
How long do you, how
sounds
many weeks
crazy,
do you do that
look,
for?
It freaks me out. They be like, my goodness, I'm not doing the lifts. I'm not going, I'm going to get weak. But nah, man, it's about building the strength, man.
How many weeks do you do the strength only?
It really just depends. Because I know some people, they do it like 4 weeks. I do it maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe.
You build up that base, and then you start throwing in the Olympic lifts.
Yeah, and we start sliding them in. Once we get in, like, the strength and the power phase, we start sliding in some lifts in.
What's some assistance work? Some of the assistance work you found to be most valuable for weightlifting?
Man, it's gonna go back to the deadlifts. I love the deadlifts. I love the squats. Like those are like the base exercises. I just love them so much. But it's just thinking like just assisted lift, it would have to be maybe like a push press. Like, I love those. Of course, like some overhead work. Like, we call them the 3x3s. You know, we have the you got a snatch grip, so you got the bar behind your head, and it's that dipping. It's like a push behind the neck push press, basically, with a snatch grip. So you're dipping, pushing it overhead for three, and then we'll do 3 overhead squats. Feels like your wrist is about to explode, but I'm telling you, think about just doing one snatch. It feels like nothing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. We've been programming a little bit of that lately.
Yeah.
Slide it in, man.
A lot of complexes.
We've been doing a lot of complexes lately.
What kind of complexes?
Just what you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Just something like that. I've been programming a little bit of that for our weightlifters lately.
Yeah.
Playing around with that. I think it's been pretty effective.
Yeah, like we'll do a power clean and then to a front squat and then a couple of jerks. So that kind of complex.
Okay.
Cool. We'll take a quick break?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back in a minute.
Hey guys, this is Rich Froning, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to fitter.tv.
Welcome back. Barbell Shrugged here with Alex Macklin, our faction weightlifter, and two-time Olympian Kendrick Ferris,
and
my co-host,
Doug
Larson.
Oh, yeah, that guy, Doug.
We got something coming up on the 21st. What is it?
We do. We're going to do a live Q&A with Chris Moore. For everyone who's purchased Simple Strength. So if you have questions about Simple Strength and you want to ask Chris on a live feed, look through the product, find the parts that you're, a little confused about or that you wish that Chris would kind of expand on a little bit, and I'm going to email that out. I don't know the exact time we're going to do that event quite yet, but I'm going to email that out here in the coming weeks. So if you've already bought Simple Strength, you can come to that event, and if you want to come to that event, then there's still time to buy Simple Strength and you can get on the list.
And that event will be a live webinar on the internet, so you don't actually have to come to Memphis to participate.
That's right. Yep, so that's coming up on April 21st. Again, I'll send out the time, and I'll probably send out a survey prior to that as well. I think on the last show I said that I was going to send out a survey to figure out the time, but we've been out of town. I haven't done that yet, so someday. I might get to that.
We've been out of town the last few days. I'm like, every night I'm like, I'm going to get some work done tonight. And every night I work for about 5 minutes.
And then I hand you a beer and I'm like, you can do it later. Later's the best time to do everything.
Doug's a good influence on me.
Sounds like him.
What days are you going to be in Santa Monica? You say April 16th? Or is it?
Lord, yeah. April 16th and 17th, man. We're going to be out there. And I feel bad. I want to say, like I said, name of the gym, I think, is Paradosa.
I'm going to be in I fly out of there. I'll be in Santa Monica on the 15th, and I fly out that night.
Oh, so you
otherwise, I could have come out.
Yeah, you should stay. You should just miss your flight.
Done it before.
You bring Doug, you'll make sure you miss a flight.
That's right.
You don't need to go.
I don't know. Actually, the guy.
You'll be with a way better guy for that.
We got a friend, Derek, who I don't think he's ever made a flight. Like, he's missed every single flight. So, hanging out with that dude, we'll probably miss a flight for sure.
Man,
hang out.
Yeah, just hit me up, man, and you can come on in. You can come in on me, man. If you're in town, seriously, just hit me up, and I'll get you.
Dude,
if I'm still
in Santa Monica on the 16th, I'm in trouble.
I don't know. I'm like, hit me up. We'll make it feel better for the day. Just come hang out.
There you go.
Back to reality.
So can people sign up for your workshops online?
Man, yeah. The crazy thing is, they just got to get in touch with the gym, so depending on where we're going to be and what gym, I just let them get in touch with them. That's how we work it out. So,
wherever it's being hosted at?
Yeah, wherever it's being hosted, okay. They just contact that gym. So, like I said, if they're in the D.C. area, April 13th, I think it's April 13th. Is that a Saturday? I'm bad with the days. April 13th,
yes,
if you're in the D.C. area, we're going to be at CrossFit Trident. I got a workshop there, so you can contact them. It's going to be in Alexandria, Virginia, the D.C. area. So you can contact CrossFit Trident. See about coming and hanging out with us. And like I said, 16th and 17th of this month, we're going to be out in Santa Monica. Guys, come and visit us. Got the training camp going on for 2 days there. So.
Okay, and how much does that cost?
I think the training camp for those 2 days is, I think it's $150. And we're doing 2 days, so it's for the 2 days. So we're going to have 4 workout sessions.
Okay. That's damn cheap.
It is.
Yeah, it's sore as hell 2 days deal. Later.
And you probably learn a whole lot, too, from it. So, yeah.
Dude, just bring in your notebook. Take whatever you want to take down and just run off with it and apply it.
I thought you were going to say it was $500. That sounds awesome.
Nah, man. It's trust me, man. It's all love, man, dude. So you can charge a whole bunch of money, but I don't know. I think once you get the people in and they just really see what it's about, they'll be willing to come back because they know it's worth it. So
is it just you that goes to these, or do you have, like, a team? Or
I mean, I have a couple of coaches that may come to different places with me. Sometimes I'll go by myself. It really just depends on people's schedules, you know? So
yeah.
But we try to bring in a coach with us every time we go, but – I'll knock it out by myself, man. I'll talk all day.
You have anything else lined up? Any other cities?
Man, just go to blessthegym.com. You can grab some apparel there, and you can check out the tour dates and everything that we got lined up. Whatever city we're going to be in, you can follow me on Twitter, at Kendrick J. Ferris. You can follow me on Instagram. It's the same name, at Kendrick J. Ferris. My Facebook fan page is the same thing, man. So same name for all the different sites, and I keep everything posted on there.
All right, perfect. Alex, you got anything to plug?
I don't have anything to plug except shout out to the Faction Weightlifting team.
Oh, yeah.
We all kicked ass this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody bummed out. We did
nobody
good.
Bummed
yeah.
out. A lot of people PRs.
Hit PRs.
A lot of people hit PRs.
Did they slam the bar, though? That's the real question.
Amber, I think, slammed the bar.
I think Amber slammed the bar.
girl. That's good, man. Congrats.
Yeah, everyone did really well. Everyone hit some total PRs. And now they hit a PR somewhere. Maybe not on their snatch, but they did on the clean and jerk or vice versa.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we had a good weekend. It was exciting.
That's good, man.
Good times. What do you got, Doug? Anything to plug?
I went first, remember?
Did you?
I was the very first person to go. You haven't gone yet. Oh. It wasn't me. You haven't gone.
I'm the last one.
You're the last one.
I totally forgot.
This is where you say you save the best for last.
I am the best.
I had to tell you, but yeah.
Make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for a newsletter, go to Facebook, hit the like button. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, and leave a raving review. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Am I forgetting anything? Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Michael Bledsoe. Don't follow anyone else. Maybe.
Yeah, don't follow my Twitter or Instagram. No.
All right, guys.
All right. Appreciate you coming on the show.
And I appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks,
Kendrick.